Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good Monday morning, Blog Talk Radio, and isn't it a beautiful day? It is Monday, June 1st, 2020, and we have takeoff. Yes, as most of you logging in already know, that we received last Thursday evening notification that the FDA has given us the green light, and we are simply waiting for them to release the import flag on the Beamer Go. And wow, Nancy Pellegrini, I know you were not affected by the shutdown in terms of Beamer in Canada, because you could still sell the Pro, but I know you have a business here in the United States as well, and this must be exciting news for you.
Good morning, Casey. My God, it's hard to follow suit with your good mornings. It reminds me of Robin Williams, bless his soul, when he did that, "Good morning, Vietnam." Every time you say good morning, it reminds me of that. I love it. We need you for Monday motivation. Fantastic. Yes, I have a team in the States as well. And so that's been tough. I mean, and three of my team members have horse units out there. So they've actually, they've been able to maneuver through this. But they're excited. And it's exciting for all of us. I'm excited for my colleagues and my Beamer family in the States. My heart goes out to you for having a double whammy to deal with. But, you know, I was just mentioning to Casey, I was just on my Beamer and reading this little book called Ping, and it's in line with Who Moved My Cheese. And it's all about, you know, change and overcoming obstacles. And that's, you know, I have to say that the beam from all the calls I've been on and everything, and the support from our CEO and RDs and the national director, it just seems that it has actually, through this adversity, has really pulled people closer and together and stronger together, Casey, if I might. That's just sort of my take on everything right now.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. So we got a lot to cover this morning, and let's get into it. So first of all, of course, we know that in the next 2 to 3 weeks, the import flag will be lifted. Now, some of you might say, well, wait a second, if they gave us a letter that said it's a go with the go, why can't we just start importing and selling today? Well, there's two things you have to remember. Number one, we're talking about the government, okay? Nothing is that easy. It's kind of like, when you get hacked, it takes a certain period of time before you can get your stuff back in order. So there is a flag, a red flag on our import for Beamer. And so that has to be cleared. And the FDA, actually, the CDRH division, which is the division within the FDA that handles specifically medical devices that emit an electromagnetic frequency. Yes, layers upon layers, right? So that has to be worked through so that anytime a product comes into the States from Beamer, that little flag does not delay or prevent anything from happening. So call him a little gun-shy, understandably so, but Albert does not want to start shipping until that flag is removed because, as you know, airdrop, at least the first one, perhaps the first couple of shipments, so they can get here to us as quickly as possible, and then they'll start container shipping via boat at a much more economical rate. So it's, you know, it's not as easy because they've got to make sure that that's gone from the system at all levels. And once he's got that, then he will start to the shipping process. Beamer has actually been on a revolving shipping air shipping list, if you would, where basically Beamer's like, okay, every week we put ourselves on a list of a possible, you know, flight out carrying this cargo so that we can have space. Because right now, with everything going on in this crazy world, they are only sending out one flight a week from Liechtenstein to where our Beamers need to go. So, you know, we've talked about this many, many times of the, as Nancy called it, the double whammy of both COVID and the FDA issue. So once that happens, let's say the flag's lifted in 10 days, well, let's just suppose that it's Wednesdays that the flight goes out. Well, what if it's Thursday that the flag is finally removed? It's not like we could just ship Friday. We got to wait till the next air shipment is available. So you have to know that that's why he gave us this 2 to 3 week period, because he's trying to take into consideration. He doesn't want to give us a date and then disappoint us. Okay, so that's first and foremost, you got to know, okay, we've got the good news. Now you've got to have patience, right? Remember what my grandmother said. Patience is a virtue, possess it if you can. Seldom found in woman, but never found in man. I know, I'll get all the haters calling in about that comment. I think it's funny. But anyway, so that's number one. Nancy, I don't know if you want to say anything about that whole situation or no.
Well, I think you've pretty much covered it, Casey. I think it's just a matter of, I think really right now is what I'm doing with my team in the States is just really getting them to, as they have been, aligning themselves to be ready. That's, I think, the big thing. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people out there have. But it's a really good time to really reach out to your prospects that you've been hanging on to or working with and then getting them excited. I think we have to be patient. We've been patient this long. It's coming soon. I think you covered it.
Yep. Good. And that's exactly what I was going to kind of go through a little checklist here, people. I mean, I've talked to so many people, even managers that said, even me, right? Although I was continuing to prospect when an opportunity came up, I was not shoving the same number of prospects into my funnel over the last, say, 45 days, simply because my fear was I was going to get somebody so ready to buy that they'd go online and find some other device or go find a used unit or something like that. So now we got to turn that faucet back on, and it's going to take a little bit of time. So my suggestion to you is, first and foremost, get yourself organized. Get your list of prospects that were either already ready to buy or people that were hot leads and start immediately contacting them back with good news and explaining what the FDA Class 2 means in terms of credibility and, of course, obviously components. then anybody that had an order, you need to get back in touch with them so that, you know, they know, okay, we're ready. And if you didn't already have a physical order in your hand, i.e. printed out from the back office, basically the tax-free order form that, of course, is not going to be tax-free, but it's going to get you all of the data that you need manually with from somebody so that the day that portal opens up, you don't have to track the person down now and get them, you know, to give you that information. Because I'm going to tell you folks right now, I know that whatever number of units are sent over initially, they will go quickly, and then they're, of course, they're going to start sending additional shipments. But what I don't want to have happen is you've got someone that had an order, and you know, and then for whatever reason you couldn't track them down for 6 days, and by the time you get online, you know, it's out of stock for another 5 or 6 days or whatever the case may be. You've got to know that that is a very real possibility, given the fact that we've got almost 4 months of orders, you know, waiting to be processed. So who knows? It might not happen, but if it does happen, you know, you just got to know that the sooner you get your order in, the better it is going to be for your prospect, okay? your customer. And then, of course, starting to fill the funnel, we also see that most states are in, you know, some stage one, stage two, stage three of the relaunch in terms of post-COVID. And so now you're probably going to have many more opportunities to get back out there and do demos. But even if you're not going to get out there and do demos just yet, getting people to your online calls. I did get confirmation this morning that the Tuesday night call Beamer Experience is back on, and you know, the Lunch and Learn is back on, and of course my Wednesday night Zoom Beamer Basics in 20 minutes has never stopped during this time. So you want to start getting back and filling your funnel. Next, fantastic news. The $144 promotion has been extended until the end of June. And folks, this is extraordinary. When you think about this, $144 to have your distributorship for a year and to be able to go to an online academy and get qualified. That's a $246 saving, something like that. And what is amazing about that is less than what it would cost for someone to go to an academy without being a distributor, right? So what an amazing opportunity to bring people in. And my suggestion is get those people in on that, especially if they want a Beamer. It's a great time for a customer, right? Before, a customer might not want to go to an academy because, oh my gosh, it's 2 days and I got to get somewhere and maybe have a hotel, et cetera, et cetera. But now you can say to this person, look, for $144, you're going to not only have access to a 2-day academy, and even if you didn't want to attend the business day, you now have access to a back office that is loaded with educational material about the product for an entire year, $12 a month. To me, this is a no-brainer, and you know, talking to your customers about this is so important. And in Canada, Nancy, it's just $192 Canadian. So I'm sure you are getting your team really focused on this promotion.
Absolutely, Casey. So it's $192 in Canada with tax. With our GST, it's $201, and it used to be $495. With tax was $5-something, so it's a savings of $300, which is substantial. And as Casey mentioned, the fact that they can attend the online academy. We had our first online academy in Canada in mid-May, and being that it was the first one, there were not too many hitches or glitches, and I had quite a few team members on there, and it went well. So there's a lot of information. You miss out on the camaraderie and the meeting of new people, but the fact that Casey mentioned, that you're saving money on travel time. You know, you can do this in the comfort of your own home. You can sit there in your PJs if you want, and it doesn't matter as long as you got a nice shirt from the waist up if you have to do a tutorial. But, I mean, you can be comfortable with this. And as well, you can get people on board that may not be ready to buy right away, but once they get in and they learn about the product and they hear the testimonials, you know, a lot of people turn around and end up purchasing sooner than later. And the fact that now we've got this IBDT that can actually start signing up people in the businesses, as which Casey will mention, it's that we have no excuses to not grow our teams.
Absolutely. So that's a great segue, Nancy. Let's talk about that. So there is, as was announced also last week, a new IBDT builder program. So let's just go step back and understand what this is. When somebody wants to become a distributor with Beamer, they have two options. Option number one, which the vast majority of people have always taken, which is you were going to pay $390 and buy your Beamer at the same time. And when somebody did that, their rank was considered a junior, an IBDJ. However, in the United States of America, it is illegal for any direct selling or network marketing company to require a product purchase to join that business. And so Beamer their program was that if you didn't want to buy your Beamer, you could pay the distributor fee, which remember was $390, but is right now $144, whether you buy a Beamer or don't buy a Beamer, right? So you could purchase a distributorship without a product purchase, and that made you an IBDT, which stands for trainee. Now, a trainee had their back office, and they had the ability to sell a Beamer to a customer in order to qualify, and qualify simply meant that they became a J. So I had people that had become a T, this is years ago, right? Last year, someone became a T. They didn't have their finances in order, but they wanted to come to an academy that I was doing locally. So they then paid their fee to become a distributor, back then $390, now $144. And they went to an academy, and they got so excited at the academy that they decided, I'm going to find a way, and they worked out the financing, and they went into their back office, and they bought a Beamer at the full price, and that Beamer purchase made them a J. Okay? Now, I've had other people that didn't have the money, but they had somebody that wanted to buy a Beamer, their grandmother, for example. So they became a T. They sold the Beamer to their Grammy. Their mentor got that commission, and now they're a J. So now they could go in and buy their Beamer at the 17% off. Okay, so just to qualify here, just to clarify, in order to receive commissions, and or sign someone up as a distributor, Beamer used to have the requirement that you either had to buy your Beamer or sell a Beamer to a customer. With the Builder program, and folks, I am not saying this lightly, this is a total game changer if you want to build your at-home business. Because now, let's say my friend Nancy to get into the business, but she hasn't sorted out her finances. But her mother already wants to buy a Beamer because she's been telling her mother about it. So I sign Nancy up as an IBDT. She pays $144. She can turn around and she can sell a Beamer to her mother. Now, what's going to happen? She hasn't bought a Beamer or sold one to a customer where the commission comes up to me. So now Nancy's commission, her 17% commission, goes into an escrow. And until Nancy becomes qualified, which means she either sells a Beamer to a customer or buys her own Beamer, that money will stay in escrow. I'll get my money. I'll get my 8%, right? But that's going to wait. But here's the bottom line. Nancy could go enroll a distributor for $144, who enrolls a distributor for $144, who sells a Beamer to somebody. All of the T's, their money will go in escrow until they qualify, which means they either sell a Beamer to a customer or go buy their own Beamer. And here's the best part about it, Nancy. All that money, that T, that trainee, will be able to see in their back office under commissions due. So talk
How
about motivating.
How great is that, Casey, hey?
Oh, my goodness. You know, because here's the deal. We have all had it, Nancy, where you enrolled somebody. Like, I've got someone on my team, my GL, okay? The person above her that I personally sponsored has not become management and is somewhat engaged, right? They love the product. They talk about it. But, you know, they're not lighting the world on fire. But then she enrolled somebody who's room gone. So you never know who someone is going to lead you to. So this
totally.
144 combined with the IBDT is just a game changer. Go ahead.
No, I just think I have to have myself on mute, like when you're talking about how the building and how the money sits in escrow. And for some of you, escrow, if you don't know what that means, I'm pretty sure everybody does, but that money sits. It'll be sitting in your pending commissions. And what's so great is it's motivating to see that. And, you know, I've got some people that are thinking, okay, I'm just going to let that money build up until it covers at least half of my Beamer, and then I'm going to cover the other half. You know,
yep.
Or no, they can't really do that, though, because they have to pay for it outright. They can't take their money out until they're qualified. But
But you can find somebody.
See that the money is sitting there. Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's exciting.
Yeah,
I mean,
go to your mother.
Exciting.
You can go to your grandmother. You can go to your sister and say, look, here's the money, right? You know, so.
Casey, I'll tell you quick. Oh, Casey, I just want to tell you,
go ahead.
When you're talking about finding the money, when Beamer came to me, I'd only been on the unit twice, and it was very fluke how I came across the Beamer because I was working with other medical products. No one came up to me and said, oh, you got to see this. Something twigged in me, and I'm glad I've never looked back, but I, at the time, went, whoa, I want this. How the heck am I going to get this? And I actually approached my brothers. So I have an agreement with my brothers. So, you know, if you really want something, if somebody wants something bad enough, they're going to find a way. You know, they're going to find a way. And this is a way to support people in moving forward with their Beamers. Hats off to Beamer for this.
And you know, right now, when we're talking about getting into a Beamer, first of all, in the United States, we have finance companies that are lined up that, basically, someone can get into their Beamer for, you know, literally no money down, interest free for 20 months right now through Capital City Bank. That's a payment, a minimum payment of like $100 or something like that. So if you think about it, someone could pay $144, get their Beamer with no interest, 20 month payments. And even if it's say $150 or whatever it is, a small amount that they're paying monthly while they have the ability to build a business. I mean, if you are passionate about the product and you can't go sell a few Beamers in 20 months, then either you're not doing a very good job of leveraging the tools that Beamer has, or there is something some serious training that needs to be done. Because even if you don't have a single sales bone in your body and you're just sharing Beamer and putting people on Beamer and plugging them into the online events, you're going to. I say this all the time. A blind squirrel catches a nut every once in a while. You're going to sell some Beamers. And in the meantime, you're going to be able to focus on two of the most important things in people's lives, especially right now, health and wealth, right? At-home businesses are being looked at an all-time high post-COVID, and people certainly are saying, I need to worry about my health and what my lifestyle is. So I think this is just awesome. And, of course, Canada now, you must be over the moon about the toupee for Canada, Nancy.
I was just gonna pop in there. Thank you for saying that. And maybe if you want to do a little explaining on that as well. The toupee for Canada is going to be fantastic. I've also connected with another company that will do financing. It's not attached to Beamer, but it looks really good as well. So we, so we have some more options that are coming out now for us. So Casey, can you go over the toupee a little bit this is for the U.S. as well. Because the U.S. Distributors, this is good for you because knowing what the price of the Beamer is in Canada, it's $78.90 for a pro unit, and $66.30 for a horse unit. And that's a big chunk of change over here. But Casey will explain to you the toupee, which it's not something for your head.
basically, just think about it, 50% down and 50% in 60 days. So somebody can buy their Beamer with 50% down, and then in 60 days, the other 50% is due. And commissions, of course, aren't paid to anybody until the second payment is made. But some of you that have been around a long time, you may remember that back in 2015, 14 and 15, there was a rental program that Beamer had that you put $1,200 down and then you paid it at the end of the eight. I think you could have it for 8 or 10 weeks, I can't remember. And then you could decide, you either sent it back or you paid for it and you had it. So it gave people the ability. Now, this is not that case. You are buying the Beamer, right? But you get 60 days to pay for it. So it's a lot easier for someone. Let's say it's $8,000 Canadian. I'm just going to round it up because I don't remember the exact dollar amount. But, let's say it's $8,000 Canadian. Now you can literally say, okay, now four down and four in 60 days. So that is just so much more emotionally affordable for somebody. And if they have the ability to build their business in the meantime, if they become an IBDT for the 144, there's a darn good chance that if they sell, three or four units, and you say, oh gosh, I couldn't do it. Yes, you could do that, right? With all the tools that we have now and all the online programs, you absolutely could. You could have that second payment literally paid for by the time you have your second payment due.
That's fantastic. And, Casey, yep. I've talked to some people as well with this toupee. I just get visions in my head on that one. With some people, they've got the money for the initial half, and they're financing. They want to see if they can finance the second half, which doesn't matter to Beamer as long as they've got the money to pay for the second half, right? So if that person finances the second half, it just gives other options for people. And the 60 days, that's okay because that money's going to be there. But in case you remember, when we used to be paid monthly instead of biweekly.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to have to wait 30 days to be paid. So what's another 30 days when,
45, actually.
You're going to, you're going to change a life. So.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, it's one of those funnel things when people say, oh my gosh, that's terrible. But the reality is that, it catches up with itself and then it doesn't really matter, right? It really doesn't, because eventually after the first 60 days, you're going to start seeing payments come in for those that do opt to take the toupee. So, and Nancy, you're absolutely right. Somebody at that point, at the end of 60 days, let's say you've got the credit, you don't do it because you want to see, well, how can I do in the first 60 days? The worst case scenario is, let's say you put $4,000 down. Let's say that you've made three sales or two sales, and your commission is the 17% on a pro is $1,000. You've got $2,000, and now at the end of 60 days, you know, you can finance it and then pay off the remaining balance, you know, half of that with your commission. So anyway, it's all good. Maybe it's after you've had 5 days of rain and the sun comes out that everything just seems brighter and nicer. You know, maybe it's because we've gone through this 3.5 months of darkness that all of a sudden everything seems like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. But I'm going to tell you right now, I feel like, wow, everything happens for a reason, and now we are ready to go. So super excited about that.
Yeah, you know, Casey, I was throwing something to this too. Like you said, that we have so many tools that I know when I started, and I think probably when you started, Casey, we were faxing orders in, and it's like what we have at our fingertips now. I wasn't sending my eye to side. I kind of, you know, fell on the wayside with that for a little bit, and I thought, what am I doing? Like, I need to get this out there, because we did have Canada was affected, even though we weren't affected with the pro unit. It's a big ticket item out here, and it did. We did see a real like freeze pattern almost with people putting that money out there because they've lost jobs and all that kind of stuff. But again, we're kind of going through the phases of opening up here as well. So, and you nailed it, Casey. People are looking at their health. And they've had time now to be at home. They've lost their jobs, and they're looking at things now. What can I do from my own perspective to not be in this position again? So we have a double whammy. Again, I'm going to say that term, but Beamer, we have something that not only can affect a person's health, but can change their life and their family's life through what,
yep,
Beamer can offer
well
from a financial perspective. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know what? I've got a strict schedule today, so we're going to go to the phone lines. If you've got a question, a comment, something motivational to share, please press 1 on your phone. Let's go to our first caller. Area code 231-730. 231-730. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Casey and Nancy. My name is Susan, and I'm from Port Charlotte, Florida. I would just like to clarify the information on the trainee program. I believe you said that a trainee could sponsor another trainee who could sponsor another trainee, and then maybe that trainee made a sale to, say, you mentioned grandma. Now, does that qualify trainee number one?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Susan, think about this. I want you to, for a moment, just forget about, oh, my gosh, the trainee escrow. Just think about how commissions are paid out normally and how somebody becomes qualified normally.
Okay.
The exact same rules apply until somebody is qualified. So, you know, if person number one would never qualify it being a sale if somebody two underneath them made a sale, the only way that first trainee can be qualified is if they make a customer sale or they buy their Beamer. They could
got it. Okay.
IBDT, right? You got IBDT one. Let's say they make 5 sales to people right off the bat. They don't even sign up a T. They go right for the J. I became a T, and I went out and I sold 5 Beamers to my friends as distributors. Till I sell one to grandma as a customer or I buy my own Beamer, all of that money is going to wait in escrow because I am not qualified.
Okay. All right.
Does that help?
Very good. It really does.
Good.
And then piggybacking onto that, is there any timeline for that trainee to make their buy or make their sale?
Probably here, right? Because I don't know that answer. But remember, when somebody becomes a trainee, do you know what the existing rules are for them to become qualified?
You know, I don't, and I have searched,
it's
and
a
I
year.
Just don't know where to find the. I don't know where to find the information for how our company is structured.
Yeah,
I know it must be
so
in our back office somewhere.
Yeah, it is. It's in your policies and procedures and your IBD, Independent Beamer Distributor Agreement. You'd need to print out both of those lovely documents that remind me of law school with all of the paragraph one, subparagraph two. But they're both there, okay? But here's the answer.
Okay.
Susan, it's 12 months. When somebody becomes an IBDT, if they do not make a qualifying sale within 12 months, they revert to a customer. So I don't know whether that's – I'm assuming that's going to be the rule here, okay? But here's the bottom line. If somebody becomes an IBDT, they make sales underneath them but don't qualify, at the end of 12 months, any money that's in their account goes away. That's considered breakage. And
okay.
all of the distributors underneath them roll up to the next person as if they sponsored them, just as it happens
okay.
now. Okay?
Okay. Very, very, very
awesome.
Good. And then I have one question that's a favor. I'm in Florida right now, but we're heading back home to Michigan in 2 days. And I have a customer who's used my Beamer but still wants to rent. Is there somewhere that we have where I could locate somebody who rents in my area in Florida?
Yeah, there's a national rental program. Susan, hold on 1 second. Let me just, because I got to go to the next person because I'm on a tight call today. I'll make sure you get that. Okay, Susan?
Perfect.
The
Thank
national
you, Casey.
Rental program. Thank you.
Thank
All right,
you
bye-bye.
So much. Thank you.
Okay, 978-376-978-376. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Well, let's make it back-to-back Florida calls. It is Vanessa calling from Boynton Beach, Florida. How are you guys today?
Great. Great, Vanessa.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. As you know from our little texting yesterday, I was overjoyed when that extension came, and I've got three people signed up in the last few days. And I'm excited to go make it a big record and setting a goal for myself and my new folks to maybe try to replicate ourselves 30 times in 30 days. That's what I want to do. So, that's my goal. That's my target.
Awesome.
I have two questions, not really exactly related to this. One is related to the 144, they offer for the month. There is, I guess, a postcard in the back office in the distributor library that, for the life of me, I can't figure out how to get it to come out right and or what size it's supposed to be. It's the Brooke Burke $144 distributor promo. I guess I heard it was a postcard. It printed out on 8.5 by 11 paper looking so pixelated you couldn't even tell it was Brooke. And then when it printed on a 4 by 6 photo stock, glossy, you know, photo, like a photograph, it still looked like crap. And I'm just
okay.
wondering if
so
either
first
you.
First of all, yeah, I have no idea. Nancy, do you? Nancy, do you
no.
have any
idea? And you know what? I I'm here. So I was just actually, I know I had talked to Brad, and he said they were coming out with some more postcards. Now, I have printed off the horse postcard, but what I did, I went ahead and I actually uploaded downloaded the image, and then I went on into Staples. And went to postcards because it is a postcard size, uploaded the image there, and printed it through them. And it's a really great little postcard size. Now, I'm just
wow.
popping into my library. Yeah.
It looked awful when I just even open it. I couldn't figure out. There was no download button, first of all, on the entire screen. But I dragged it down to the downloads folder and then opened it. And it's small. It's really small. And it looks like crap even at the small size. I don't know if Staples would make it look any better.
So that'll be a marketing call. Is that something
yeah.
if you want to
yeah.
maybe give us your type? How would we?
You know,
that's
I
okay.
just
kind of how to get
IBD
okay.
support
okay.
and maybe would do it. I don't know IBD-support. Would they be the ones to answer that kind of a
challenge.
No,
Casey
will look after it.
Okay. Anyway, Vanessa, next question, because we're almost out of time.
Yep. One question is, when you go in to sign a new person up and you choose a URL, now all of a sudden they only give you choices with people's names in them. And these folks are trying to choose their own URL. It says you can change it later. For the life of me, I can't figure out where you go to change the URL.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe other people have that problem.
I was full customer support on that, and they can walk you through that.
Okay. Very good. I'm going
to
let you go.
Yeah, because it used to be in Beamer.net, Vanessa. It used to be in Beamer.net when you went into your own settings back there. I haven't been into Beamer.net or even tried in months, but you've got time to do that. Call customer service, and they can probably do it right over the phone.
Got it. We'll do that next. Have a blessed day.
Cool.
And if that woman
you
needs
too.
A rental and she's near me, I can provide one if she needs it.
Okay, great. Awesome. All right, last caller, 713-569-713-569. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey. It's Andrew in Houston.
Hey.
Hi. So I need a little clarification now, because I thought I understood this training to build program, and then with your last explanation, I now have a question. So,
great, get it out. We got about
my question.
Okay,
so what I thought I heard you say is that I might be a trainee and I might sign up five customers. So five
Beamers. No. I signed up five juniors.
Okay, you signed up five juniors. Okay, what?
That means they bought
junior,
their Beamer.
But a junior is making their own purchase. Okay,
that's
I got it. So the junior is making a purchase. I'm still not qualified in that instance because I haven't sold a Beamer or bought a Beamer directly.
Correct. Sold one to a customer.
Okay, thank you.
Or bought one. Yep. Yep.
Got it.
So good.
Got it.
All right, I'm glad we
Thank
got
you.
That clear.
Thanks.
So I'll just
Thank
make one closing statement about this, folks. The best way, first of all of your regional managers, regional directors are going to have training on that this week, okay? Absolutely. Well, management is getting trained. All of your GLs and above are getting trained this afternoon, and then all the RDs, some already had their training, quite frankly. But once, if you think about it this way, just think about that it's exactly the same rules as if you were a junior, right? But if you haven't qualified, that money sits in escrow. So, you know, people go, well, but what if there are five people down and they make a sale? No, stop. Just think about it. Make a visual chart. Put a little dotted line around anybody that's an IBDT and know that until they actually become a junior, that money's all going to sit in escrow. But nothing else changes in the comp plan, and nothing changes as far as qualifying, okay? So, Nancy, we got 60 seconds. Any final thoughts? And she hasn't unmuted herself, so I'm going to give you the final thought,
no,
folks.
I
look.
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll get it together.
Go ahead. Quick.
Go ahead.
All right. So
I just think have a great day, everybody. And I think this is amazing. We've got an opportunity here, and go forth and move forward. What can I say?
What I say
go
is,
forth and conquer.
Let's go. Let's get it together. Let's get ourselves organized. Use this energy, folks. Harness the positivity, the reopening of our countries, and let's go out and change lives with Beamer. Have a fantastic week.
Today's show is brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.